This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This weekend, the world financial crisis continues. President Bush met this morning with finance ministers from the group of seven leading industrialized nations to demonstrate, as he put it, we're in this together and we'll come through this together.
The leaders gathered in Washington this weekend are all working toward the same goals. We will stand together in addressing this threat to our prosperity. We will do what it takes to resolve this crisis. And the world's economy will emerge stronger as a result.
That was also the message the group offered last night when officials came up with a five-point plan to try to stabilize markets and restore the flow of credit. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
As they posed for what they call their family portrait, the finance ministers of the leading industrialized nations tried to show the world they are working in a coordinated way to tackle a global financial crisis that has proved to be far more serious than anyone anticipated. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson came out describing the communique they issued as something more than the usual, a real plan he hopes will restore investor confidence.
We've got an action plan. Let's work on these action plans together. Let's do it in a robust way, and let's communicate regularly so we do it in a way which just supports the common good.
In the statement, the U.S., Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan vow to take decisive action and use all tools to support what they call systemically important financial institutions. Paulson announced that the Treasury Department is moving forward with a plan to buy an ownership stake in troubled American banks, though he didn't offer specifics on that. He only promised to move quickly.
We're going to do it as soon as we can do it and do it properly and do it effectively and right.
He said this is a period like none of us has ever seen before. While the G7 countries agreed on the broad outlines of next steps, Paulson explained that countries are going to have different needs and will approach the problems differently. That was a thought echoed yesterday from other foreign ministers, including Alistair Darling of Britain.
What each country does may differ. The important thing is that through whatever means it's got available to it, each government supports the system. Because unless we've got a banking system that is robust and a banking system where confidence is being restored, then the problems we see today will be exacerbated.
The French Minister of the Economy, Christine Lagarde, also said the most important thing was to agree on common principles, such as not letting major financial institutions collapse.
It is necessary to enter into this recapitalization process by taking stake in the institutions, sorting it out, doing away with the management if necessary, putting in place the right teams, sorting the whole place out, and then returning it to the market.
Though she says she doesn't want to play the blame game, Lagarde does think it was a mistake for Treasury Secretary Paulson to let the global financial services firm Lehman Brothers fail last month because that led to widespread distrust among banks, which then became reluctant to lend to each other.
That decision has precipitated a series of events that are unfolding and that have precipitated further additional and deeper financial crisis.
She was speaking yesterday at the Council on Foreign Relations, where the moderator pointed out that Lagarde was once on France's synchronized swimming team, so she should know a thing or two about how to coordinate with others. The French finance minister joked that her swimming taught her something else that might prove useful. You have to hold your breath. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.